You're listening to Film Week on 89.3 KPCC, the KPCC app, and available as a podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts. The Oscars are implementing some very big changes, moving back the date of their award ceremony to April of 2021. Also, making a set number of Best Picture nominees at 10, and a to-be-determined representation and inclusion standard for eligibility. This all announced earlier this week. Joining me is the host of KPCC's The Frame, John Horn. John, obviously the Oscars had to make some significant scheduling changes because people aren't going to movie theaters.
Yeah, this is pretty significant. It does mean like the award season, which typically starts around film festivals in August and September. We'll see if they're going to happen. Venice, Telluride, and Toronto now goes all the way into April. And it also means that movies, as previously announced, don't have to open in theaters. They can debut on streaming platforms to qualify. That was kind of a fundamental rule change not that long ago. And then they extended the eligibility window into early 2021. So the big movies might not come out in October, November, December, as they typically do, might come out in January and February. And then there's a bigger question of what does that inclusion initiative really mean? The fact that there will be there will be 10 Best Picture nominees every year certainly might catch, more films. Now it's like a range between 5 and 10. Last year it was 9. But we'll see what that yields.
All right. Joining us to talk about the inclusion specification for Oscar eligibility is UCLA Dean of Social Sciences and Professor of African American Studies, Darnell Hunt. Dean Hunt is the author of UCLA's annual Hollywood Diversity Report. Dean, thank you very much for joining us on Film Week. We don't have specifics here, but I know that the British Academy, BAFTA, does have inclusion requirements as a part of its nominating process. What do you think ideally should be included in these criteria?
That's a great question. I happen to know that the Academy, their move to do this, was inspired in no small part by what they're doing in the U.K., so I applaud them for taking this step because we've long asked that the academies, both in film and television, look more closely at what they do with respect to diversity and inclusion in the industry because, of course, the projects that they celebrate set the standards for what studios and networks aspire to do. And if those projects that are celebrated aren't very diverse and inclusive, there's less incentive, less pressure for the industry to respond by making more inclusive projects. So I think this is an important first step.
And how would you go about this in a way that makes substantive changes and not just provides more opportunities for people of color at various levels in the industry, but helps to create a future pipeline of talent coming into the industry that's diverse?
Well, I think this is a follow-up to what the Academy did with its 2020 initiative when they were trying to increase the diversity of the membership. And I understand that they've met most of those goals, even though there's still a way to go before their membership looks like the rest of America. So now they're turning their attention to the other side of the equation, the actual projects that are being celebrated, not just the people who are voting on the projects or nominating the projects. And I think setting up some basic standards that films need to meet before they're considered for Best Picture or the major awards, that's important. And I like the idea of specifying how many films will be nominated in each category and ensuring that members view the films throughout the year, because we know anecdotally there were many members who voted for films who didn't watch a lot of the films that were nominated. So just creating an environment where there is an opportunity to see the range of films and hopefully films that are more diverse, I think will create an environment where we're more likely to recognize and celebrate talent that's diverse and inclusive, which I think will have a spillover effect for the whole industry in terms of convincing people that this is something that they can pursue, recognizing them when they're successful and leading to future opportunities to produce. So it could have a transformative effect if it's paired with some of these other initiatives that are out there for diversity and inclusion.
We're talking about the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announcement earlier this week, or last week, I should say, that there will be diversity requirements for eligibility for Oscar consideration for films. We're talking with the author of UCLA's annual Hollywood Diversity Report, Dean of Social Sciences at UCLA, Darnell Hunt, who's also Professor of Sociology and African-American Studies. John Horn, host of The Frame, with us on Film Week as well. John, are you aware of any specifics that are being talked about by the Academy, and could it include specific minimum percentages of diversity with crews?
I mean, that's a potential. I mean, the one thing that they have said is they're going to start kind of quarterly online screenings to make sure that the calendar is kind of spread out, that the big studios typically release their Oscar-worthy movies late in the year, and they encourage the voting members to look at other films throughout the year. That might help. But the real problem is, and while UCLA and USC might be sworn enemies on the football field, if we ever see a football field, both Darnell's studies and Stacey Smith's studies at USC say the real problem is who is creating the content. The Academy can only recognize the movies that are getting made. And if you start looking at the power structures in Hollywood, the people who are running the studios, the people who are greenlighting films, the people who are making those films, it's really white and it's really male. So when you have those kinds of movies going through that kind of system, you're going to get a pretty narrow slice of movies, and the Academy's hands are a little bit tied. It has been very aggressive in trying to bring in younger and more diverse voters, but even last year when Parasite won the Best Picture Oscar, there was only one non-white actor nominated among the 20 acting positions. That was Cynthia Erivo for Harriet. So even if the Academy is trying to do better, its voters are still pretty monolithic, because once you get in, it's like the mob. You're in for life. So even as the Academy tries to diversify its membership, it's still not terribly diverse, and they can only recognize movies that are getting made. And the people who are making those movies make a very narrow slice of films.
Darnell Hunt, do you have any specific recommendations for, at that level of production, what would bring about changes at studios, at production companies, where the films are being made?
Great question, and I think the points that John just made are key. True, the Academy doesn't produce the films, but many of its members are associated with those projects. And if indeed the Academy is only recognizing projects that meet a certain threshold with respect to diversity, there are built-in incentives for the industry to actually make films that are more diverse and inclusive. And I think that's the basic idea behind this whole initiative. And certainly one of the ideas that they got from the UK and the way they do it there. You know, the devil's in the details in terms of what exactly we should look for as basic eligibility criteria. And I'm sure the task force that the Academy has mentioned that they're setting up to actually handle these details, yeah, they're gonna hash this out, and there are probably gonna be disagreements, but they're gonna come up with a compromise that the group feels is reasonable, that actually has some meaning with respect to, you know, what the industry should look like and the direction it should move in. So I would recommend, of course, looking at on-screen portrayals and coming up with some basic standards. If not for the individual project, perhaps for the studio that produces the project. I would also look at the executive suites. I would look at behind the camera in terms of, you know, directing, casting, crew. I mean, there are any number of variables that could be used. But at the end of the day, this task force is going to have to weigh all of the pros and cons regarding one type of measure versus another before it comes up with its formula. And it's going to be an algorithm that at the end of the day says whether or not the project meets the bar or not.
All right. Darnell Hunt with us, Dean of Social Sciences at UCLA, where he's Professor of Sociology and African American Studies. He authors UCLA's annual Hollywood Diversity Report as we talk about the changes that the Motion Picture Academy is attempting to make prior to the 2021 Oscars to be given out in April. I guess it would be about 2 months later than typical because of all the changes. changes with COVID-19 that have come to the industry. Coming up, we'll continue with The Frame's John Horn. We'll talk about his brand new podcast, which has some pretty big names talking about the reopening of Hollywood production. We'll be back in a minute on Film Week.